1-800-449-8686.
No, see what I'm saying is, why don't you come down here and you'll co-host?
Want me to come down there?
Come down and you can co-host.
What about me?
You're going to not do co-hosting today. You're not a co-host anyway.
Want me to come to your studio?
Come down here, yeah.
All the way down to Bellflower. How am I going to get there?
Drive your car.
And you want me to come in studio?
Yeah, come on in studio, Pastor Rennick is still with us. And you can give your input and you can be my co-host for the night.
Well, you know, I'd love to weigh in on some of the topics of the day, you know. But I just don't want anybody jumping on me about this gay thing. I feel I love all people, you know that.
And I know you do. You just have a way of putting things.
All right, I'll get Clara, you drive me down to Phil Henry. I don't know. I don't want to go to your mother's house. I don't want to go to your mother's house. I don't want to go to your mother's house. How many times you want me to say, I'm not going? But I want to go there.
Well, look, can you guys talk about this off the air?
No, hold on, Phil. Then let me have the car. I don't care. I'll take the T-Bird. Yeah, I'll be down there. Well, how long will it take me? About, I don't know. I'll be right there.
Good. Come on down. Pastor William Rennick, the co-host. Just hang up on him, will you? Just get out of here. All right, Phil Henry Show coming up. Stephen Bozell of Corona, California, on a murder mystery party he had. Isn't that what Pastor Rennick said he was invited to at Bernie Mac's? A murder mystery party? And he missed it because some guy was telling him that he was gay and, you know, didn't want to be married to his wife anymore. 1-800-449-8686.
He's here.
Who is?
Pastor Rennick, this guy here.
What's the guy on a land speed jet? You here?
Yeah, I came down. Claire, give me a ride.
Well, go ahead and sit down there. You can be my co-host. Grab a microphone there.
Phil, I want to thank you.
That's all right.
Look, I want to tell you one thing. I don't think you should talk so much about your TV show.
About my TV show? It's not my TV show.
No, I know it ain't. But people don't understand what you're talking about. You know, well, we had a 25 share and all this, you know.
No, I want to tell you about what happened last night, though.
Oh, God, you're going to do it again?
No, I just want to say what happened last night. Teachers, the television show that I'm a part of with Justin Bartha and Sarah Alexander and Kali Rocha and Matt Winston and Sarah Shahi and Dion Richmond, was on after My Name is Earl. So they ran it after My Name is Earl last night.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to say uh-huh to everything.
Okay.
And you don't have to say that either. So NBC, I guess, plugged it in there because they wanted to see how it was going to do after My Name is Earl. And I remember when they scheduled it after My Name is Earl, they said that's when it was going to run, and everybody was so excited. I thought I was going to vomit. The worst place to put it, because My Name is Earl is getting these boxcar numbers, and our show's brand spanking new, and everybody's expecting The Office, and everybody's expecting some new cutting-edge comedy, and it's a four-camera presidium with a laugh track. Everybody's going, ha, 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 ha. That's what the show is. So what did it do? It went on after My Name is Earl, and it held 74%, didn't hold the audience. Now, why don't you guys at NBC, please, in the name of everything holy, in the name of the God of my parents' choice, just do this. If you do anything at all. No, they're not going to listen to me. But I happen to know for a fact that, you know, these shows that get put on the air, all these people are dead certain until the show hits the air, and then maybe there's a little problem here, a little problem there, and suddenly everybody's a genius. Well, you know, I think what we should do, really, then they want to change it again. Well, I think we need to punch this up, and I think we need to do that, and I think we need to do that. And they figure that works because it worked with another show somewhere back in the past someplace. Just put it on there Tuesday night. Leave it alone. Let it grow. Let it be what it is. And the only thing that I would ask...
Yeah?
I'm not talking to you right now.
I just want to kick in. You know, I want people to know I'm here.
The only thing I would ask is this. Look. You know, the world I live in, I don't know about anybody else, the world I live in, people, for instance, I have to dump at least three people a night who say the S word, and they think it's fine. They're not trying to be crude. Most people think it's a word that you can say on the radio. Why? Because that's where the culture is right now. They don't know that the FCC considers that obscene and that I could get a fine, a very heavy fine for it. See, the culture is always 20 years ahead of the reality. And the same goes for television. In TV, if you think the occasional lesbian joke is going to fill in the cutting-edge humor space that you need to fill in, it ain't going to do it. It's because throwing in a couple of jokes about Mexicans isn't going to do it. It's got to be relevant. It's got to be the world that people live in. And we can't be sitting around there talking about, oh, gee, can we use a masturbation joke? Will they let us? You can't do that. I'm telling you right now, if that is the freaking mindset of that television show, we're dead. Dead. I'm telling you right now, it's going to be, we're really, really trying to get another order at NBC for the show. We're trying to get another season under our belts, all right? If we get it, we got to go for it. You can't hang on to your ass, man, like you're afraid you're going to lose it, okay? When you get on a merry-go-round, man, you put your arms out and you're having some fun. You're not holding on to the freaking horse. You're not hunching the horse afraid you're going to get thrown off. I do. Thank you for that input. I'm sorry I asked you to freaking be a co-host.
Look, Phil, I agree with everything you're saying, but I don't think saying hunching a horse after all that gay stuff.
But seriously, so what's going on with the show is, you know, it's on Tuesday night. It's holding, you know, a nice piece of Scrubs audience. It's not going to, you don't put it in after My Name is Earl. It's got nothing to do with it. Look, you got the show My Name is Earl, and they're on there already referring to people as douchebags, right? We try to throw a word like that in our show, and everybody's wringing their freaking hands. There's a scene I remember, I'll never forget, we were rehearsing a scene, and Matt Winston's character, oh, I know what it was. Khalid was supposed to say to Mitch Lenk, down Mitch. And I said, why doesn't she say, get down, bitch? Oh, well, we can't, you know. And then there was a scene where he said something like, that's right, bitch. I don't know. In other words, we were trying to have a little bit of a colloquial reality there, just kind of injecting a little bit of realism into the thing. Oh, no, they're all worried about it. If we are lucky enough to get another order out of NBC on the show, I'm telling you, as respectfully as we can, to as nice as we can, somehow those producers have got to get that network backed off. Just back off. Just let us freaking breathe the air, the fresh, clean, crisp air of a mountain spring. Just let us do this show. Yes, it's going to have its laugh tracks. Yes, it's going to have the audience. Yes, it's going to have the four-camera thing. Yes, you're going to cut between scenes and see me. Yes, beat, beat, punch, joke, beat, beat, punch, joke. Yeah, the whole thing, right? Just that when it comes to the humor that's in the show, it's going to have to open up a little bit. That's all. I don't care about the laugh track. Everybody's all upset about the laugh track. What do I give a crap about the laugh? I said last night, back it off a little bit, but it just seems that when the joke isn't that funny and you got a laugh track going, it makes it all the more less funny. Let's just make sure that we got some stuff going on in that writing so that the, you know, the world that we're portraying resembles something of the real world. And that doesn't mean every other joke, lesbian and race, lesbian, race, lesbian, race, and boob jokes. That's fine, man. It's like, what is there, some kind of a formula here? Hey, I know what it is. You know, we've been listening to Howard Stein, and sometimes we listen to Phil Heine and some of those shows. Why don't we put in a lesbian, boob, and race joke? All right, Bob, now that's the formula, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, now take that back to L.A. I want to have everybody out in L.A. on the same page. Lesbian, boob, race. Lesbian, boob, race. Let's plug it in every show, and that way we're right there. Fox set the standard, man. We're right there with them. Yes, sure. Whatever you say. It ain't going to happen that way, man. It's got to be organic, and it's got to be, it can't be self-conscious. So I hope they're done with that whole My Name is Earl thing. I hope that show doesn't come on after that ever again as long as we live, until it gets a little chance to grow there on Tuesday night. Then you can stick it on Thursday night. I know The Office did kick ass on Thursday night, man. Two shows in, you're sticking us there. What do you think we're going to have? We got a freaking, we held 74% of My Name is Earl. That don't get it done. They got a 4.7, we had a 3.5.
What's that mean?
I don't know, but it ain't good. See, there you go. Like, for instance, I could say this. It's very cutting edge. As long as the laugh track is there, it rounds it out. I think Hitler was right about a few things.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, that's funny.
Right. You can say anything you want. Herb Sewell could come on and talk about how his hero, Mark Bell Geddes, murdered 10 people in 16 states inside of 6 minutes.
Gotta be an Olympic record.
That's right. And that's how that works. All right, bud.
Well, I gotta do something.
You're a moron.
Gotta have the Pastor Reddick in here singing all that black stuff. And that boy's a racist. That's right. I don't like it.
He's bullcrapping you, Pastor. He goes out with a black chick.
See, that waters down my culture. I don't dig it. What do you mean? I don't like the fact that you're a white man like you going out with a black girl. What are you talking about? Are you some kind of a racialist? What an idiot!
That's right. Now you're finding out what I've known for years. All right, so that's the story there, man, and that's all I got to say about that, and I'm done. I just got to plug it in here. You know, we were on last night for that half hour. This little show has got a chance. It's got a chance to sprout some wings. It's got a chance. I don't know what's going to happen, though, man. You get enough of these network suits sticking their beak into it, man, and they'll kill it. They'll kill it as sure as Grant freaking... Look at that. I just let out with an F word. I'm so emotional.
Man, I can't believe it.
I know I said effing.
I can't believe it.
What I said was, you get enough of these network suits sticking their beaks into the production of any show, man, and they'll kill it as sure as Grant took effing Richmond. Just give the show a chance to breathe. Get everybody's face out of there. I'll never forget they were having some meeting. We're leaving the set, and I said to one of the studio people, I said, 9:30 humor. Let that be the watchword, 9:30 humor. Not that they wanted to hear from me, but I said, what I meant by that was, can we? And they all looked at me like, yeah, yeah. Guess what they're talking about now? Oh, we got to edge it up a little bit. Oh, really? Who told you that?
Get all in the heat, Phil. I think you got to back it down, man.
You know what, Pastor, having you on has been the worst idea. Hey, how about that, man?
Yeah! Yeah!
Pastor's got to dance.
Come on, man. Get off of me. I don't want to dance with you. You're black.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Hey, here's a flashback request from the staff at WGY Radio Albany, one of our affiliates in upstate New York. It's from Jim Knapp. Jim is a reporter anchor at News Talk Radio 810 WGY. And Jim writes, hey, Phil, big fan here. Would love to hear a replay of the skit you did after Martha Stewart's release from prison. If I remember right, she was threatening to rape and kill people. It was hilarious. Thanks, Phil. Big hello from everybody here at WGY in Albany in the capital area. Now, he didn't write that, but that's what I think what they call it. All right, well, here it is, Jim. This is our little bit. I don't know who's it. I don't remember it, but here it is. On the line with me now from federal prison is Martha Stewart, and we are going to be talking with her. I understand that this is a secured line, Ms. Stewart, and I understand as well that because of that, there's certain things you can't talk about, but you're going to be released tomorrow. And the first question that I have for you, and first of all, thanks for being on our program.
My pleasure.
The first question I have for you is, has prison changed you? Has it humbled you? You know, there are a lot of people thought maybe you should have been humbled.
You know, I'm just trying to, you know, I don't think it changed me at all. You know, I think that I learned, you know, everything about it.
Well, you know, the work you did, Martha, with people.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, with all of the things that you did, you know, like recipes and stuff.
Yeah, well, I got a recipe in here. Because I worked in a kosher kitchen. You know, the Jewish inmate wanted a kosher kitchen, so I did that.
And you got a recipe?
Yeah, I did. I got a spaghetti top with meat sauce. And then another one here, meat chicken patty on a bun. So I'm going to do that. Everything like that, you know.
Can I ask you, Ms. Stewart, do you feel that you're going to go back to your old life? Do you feel people have been unfair to you? Do you feel that you even want to deal with the public anymore? You're going to be more behind the scenes?
I'm going to come out. I won't be on TV and everything. I'll do that. You know, but I got one here, Frank on a bun.
Yeah, Frank on a bun. That's great. But, you know.
No, Frank on a bun with a soda top in sauerkraut, potato round served with a chilled bean. And then
a chilled bean?
Yeah, one chilled bean. And then the next one I got here, a rotini pasta top with a home meat sauce and a cheesy garlic bread, chilled fruit and milk. So I'm going to do that and open up a restaurant and serve all that. You know, roasted turkey and gravy over noodles. And I got another one here. Hamburger topped with crispy bacon, served with a potato wedge, green beans, chilled fruit, and milk.
You seem to be fixated on food, you know.
I want to have a steak dinner for the president, you know. And I'll serve, for instance, we can serve white meat chicken patty on a bun, chilled fruit and milk.
All right, I got it with the chilled fruit. Is that going to top off everything?
Yeah. But I tell you, all I tell you right now, and all them people was bad to me, and I'm talking specifically about all them in the news media, and everybody who was mean to me and everybody who talked garbage about me, I'm going to come out. I'm going to pay you a visit soon, you know.
Well, that's what I mean. Ms. Stewart, you have been very, you were looked upon as a very demure lady. Have you hardened in prison?
Yeah, I did. I'm going to come out. I'll pay Katie Couric and that other bitch, I forget who she was. I'll rape her. I'll tell you right now, I will. I'll commit the act of rape on her.
Okay. I don't want you to get in any problems with...
I'm not going to get no problem. I don't give a damn, man. I'm comfortable inside as outside. But I will find Katie Couric, and I will commit the act of rape on her. And then when I'm done with her, I'll get on that newswoman I got on there, and who the other one? Oh, yeah, that Greta Van Susteren. I will rape her when I get out.
All right, I got to stop you right now, okay?
Why you stop me? Because you don't want a woman talking. See, I'm a woman. I'm all a woman. And you don't want...
I'm stopping you because you're going to be legally liable for the threats that you're making, and you're going to be back inside.
I don't care. I'm a woman. I come out and I'm there doing everything I want to do.
Ms. Stewart, you were remanded to federal prison because of lies that you told to a federal investigator.
No, I'll find him, too. I'll shank him, too. See, you can't talk to me because I'm a woman. You know, nobody want to talk to a woman that loud. I'll do it. And I will go out there. I'll find a federal prosecutor. I will commit the act of rape on him, too. I will rape him in front of...
Ms. Stewart, you have a reputation...
Look. Don't make me come through the phone and kick your A, because you tell me what to do.
Look, all I'm trying to say to you, Martha, is that you have a reputation as a demure woman.
That all out the window, ain't it? Huh? That's yesterday new, right? They put me inside here now. Now, I will come out, and I will take that man, put me away, and I will commit the act of rape on him. And I'll come through the phone, I'll kick your A, too. So I'm going to rape Katie Couric. I'm going to rape Oprah Winfrey. I'm going to rape Greta Van Susteren. I'm going to rape the federal prosecutor. Come through the phone, kick your ass.
You should tell him he can't come through the phone. I'm the only one.
Shut up, bud.
Oh, you don't think? That retard don't think I can watch me.
Wait a minute, sir.
Hold on.
Yeah, what you think now, man?
Please, sir. What?
Well, sir, I'm a damn woman, you...
Wow, that's pretty cool, Miss Stewart.
Yeah, Martha Stewart here, and I gotta take a break here now. I better get back inside the phone, though, but on account of they're gonna know I'm missing a body count, you know?
Yeah, they take roll call and everything?
Yeah, I'm locked down. I gotta get back. Hold on for a minute. I gotta get back on the phone.
Well, here, let me help you.
Don't you touch me, man. I'll go inside.
All right, I'm back inside now, bud.
All right. Well, Mr. Henry looks like he's gonna need probably a pillow for his rear end here.
You look pretty good, too, bud.
Thank you, Miss Stewart. You look nice, too.
I'll get out, man. Maybe I'll get a taste of you, too.
Okay. Well, we better take a break now.
Okay. It's Martha Stewart. When I get out, a lot of you people better watch your... Oh, man, I'm old.
Phil Hendry presents some of his great interviews. More than Larry King or Barbara Walters, Phil Hendry has interviewed some of the greats. Barbara Streisand. Ms. Streisand, congratulations on 35 years in the recording business.
Yeah, I've always enjoyed it. Thank you very much. Al Hollywood.
Jesus Christ, the Savior of man. Our Lord, when you were nailed to the cross, you forgave the Romans, didn't you?
Yeah, what were you going to do? You know, man, that day, everything is everything, you know.
Katie Couric. Ms. Couric, you're CBS now and 60 Minutes. How will you find the time?
Well, you know, I've got a Thad Tate and Sharon Tate.
What?
I don't know.
Also, ask for Phil's handy comedy kit. Make any bit work just by changing the voice to a black guy's. We have on the line with us now Sheryl Crow, the great singing star. Sheryl, how are you?
I'm doing real good. I love Lance Armstrong, even though he's got the one nut.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I read this story today, and it's about junk science. You know, every so often there's a story comes out. For instance, cell phones cause brain cancer. Well, no, they don't. Why? Because no one's proved that they have. That's why. It's a simple fact. You know, science is, you know, the great thing about science? It's either it is or it ain't, see? You know, there's no, that's what it is. That's why I like science. And I'm told, like, my kids are into math. I said, why do you like math? They go, because there's only one right answer. And, you know, they haven't proved this stuff. So a lot of stuff they haven't proved, man. You know, they'll say to you, this, 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 and this. Oh, you know that's true, don't you? Oh, really? Well, like, prove it to me. I mean, is there proof? You know, it's not like you got to prove it, but, you know, if you say to me, for instance, there's widespread torture at Guantanamo Bay. All right, I'm willing to believe that. Would you mind, and I don't mean to be offensive, would you mind giving me some proof of that? Well, haven't you heard? Well, no, I mean, yeah, I have, but I just, well, there's, I mean, it's like the guy who sent me the email. It is well documented that, well, no, wait a minute, man. The Red Cross has been down there like a million times. There's no torture. I know that there's cats that say there is. Well, you know for a fact because the sea, I don't know. I mean, I'm not just asking. Is it too much to ask? Where's the proof of this stuff? Like the guys that said, and the murder and the rape at Abu Ghraib. Where, man? Where? None. No proof, see? People want to say that. They'll beat, like, I got this ongoing, dig this, you'll love this. I have this ongoing email exchange I'm doing with this Nazi that lives in England. It's fantastic. Because I read this guy's website. He goes, and the miracle of German economic progress in the 30s and 40s is unparalleled in the history of modern societies, right? It was just amazing what Hitler was able to achieve in terms of. So I wrote this guy an email. I said, dear sir, I found your article fascinating. Did you factor in Germany's use of slave labor in the success they had with their economy? And would you recommend the same for America to spur its economic growth? So the guy sends back this, I don't believe, there's no documented proof of use of slave labor in Germany in the 30s. And as a National Socialist, oh, gee, how did I not know he was one of them? As a National Socialist, I don't believe in slave labor. He said, however, there is also, and then this is where it tripped him up. He goes, there are other instances of well-documented slave labor as well, like, you know, in Soviet Russia and all this crap. So I sent an email back. I said, well, yeah, I've got documentation. Although, what do you call documentation? Because these guys, what happens is once you present to them, like, you could show the guy the DNA from Jack the Ripper, who did it, and he'd say, oh, that's crap. It's like the OJ thing, right? There's blood in the car. It's got his, well, you don't know if cops put it there. Well, they might have. You're right. They might have. All right. So anyway, the guy says to me, you don't have any document. Well, I got it right here, man. In fact, this is a guy who says, yeah, we used something called, it was called extermination through work. That's what the Germans call it. They would work a guy to death. Sends me back and think, how do you know they weren't paid? I said, if you read this, it is clear the Nazis are not paying these people. They're not giving them money and then working them to death, because even if they were giving them money, working to death means that they have no choice but to work. That means that they are compelled to stay there. Yes, but that's not technically slave labor. I go, in other words, the cat's getting paid, but he's not allowed to leave the job. That's not slave labor. No. I go, well, can you tell me if they were getting paid? He goes, well, that's for you to prove that they weren't. I said, aha, now I got you. That's like the guys that say, you know that nut that was following Buzz Aldrin around and saying, put your hand on the Bible and swear you were on the moon, otherwise you weren't on the moon? That's not how you prove something happened. Or prove that it didn't happen. My kids were into that for a while. I said, no, that's the dumbass's way of trying to get around learning something. If you don't believe that a guy landed on a freaking moon, then prove that he didn't. It ain't for him to prove that he did. It's not for him to prove that he did. We've got radio transmission, photographic evidence, all this good stuff. What do you got? Running around with a Bible and you're bugging Buzz Aldrin? And the last time he did, I think Aldrin clocked the guy and loosened some of his teeth and said, get away from me. So if you're telling me, man, they didn't use slave labor, dude, I don't have to prove that they used slave labor, man. I got reams of documentation, which I sent to the guy. I said, you got to prove to me they didn't. Ah, well. And then he goes on and starts telling me, and he makes the first mistake every big mouth makes. Every big mouth in the world makes this mistake. He tells you too much about himself. Now, I'm a big mouth for a living, so I'm going to tell you a lot about myself. But people like this Nazi that I'm talking to, this idiot's telling me about his mother was a communist and he's from here and from there and from there. What if I was like, what if I had an in for the guy, like I wanted to kill him? Now he's telling me where his mom is, where he lives. Big mouths. Keep this in mind, folks. You young people especially, the less you say, the better. Let the other guy run his big fat yap. Let him tell you all he knows. So the last day I emailed with this guy, I said, well, anyway, happy birthday, Hans. He said, thank you. And that was it. This is what I'm doing in my spare time. Going on websites and bugging Nazis. That's great. All right, 1-800-449-8686. In a few minutes, Steve Bozell will be with us about a clue party that he had that went awry. A murder mystery party gone mad. Coming up on the 27th of May is the first annual Phil Henry Show Celebrity My Friend's Place Poker Tournament. All the money that we raise for charity goes to our favorite charity, My Friend's Place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, California. There's going to be a five-figure cash prize. And if you'd like to get more information about this poker tournament, how you can enter, why don't you go to www.thebike.com. www.thebike.com. I wish that we had more contact information than that, but we don't. But I can assure you that when I come in Monday and I take a loaded weapon into the appropriate office and point it at the person, I say, I've been asking for this for 9,000 weeks. Can I please? Wayne and Mark, really? You guys are going to finish 1 and 2, huh? 1 and 2 doing what? All right, anyway, that'll be on the 27th of May, the first annual Phil Henry Show Celebrity Poker Tournament. Be there.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
RC, go ahead. RC, go ahead. Is he there, bud? Go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Henry. I was wondering if you had any opinion on the possibility that Natalie Holloway is actually under the desk at Bill O'Reilly's studio, and she's underneath there. And
all right, cut him off, please. What are you trying to do? Our number is 1-800-449-8686 here on the Phil Henry Show. But that's a disgusting thing. Is she still? What a. Oh, I got to tell you something. I think O'Reilly's got there's something with that guy. You know, I think he's a fine newsman and everything. But what is it with him and all these hot-looking women that he gets on that program? I think there's something more to. I think there's something more to that bald face than meets the eye. He's had that Natalie. What's her name? Beth Twitty. Beth Holloway Twitty. Fine-looking woman for her age. And there is O'Reilly leering at her, leering with the saliva, just drooling. You know, that whole act about I'm looking out for you, I think it's good. I like it. I like the whole thing, we're looking out for you, and I'm here, I'm getting the big news stories. But when he gets that Beth Twitty on, and under the guise of wearing the press sports jacket and the neatly polished forehead, you suddenly see that sickening leer in his eye. And you just know that while he has the nicely pressed sports jacket and he has that nice polished forehead, that underneath that desk, there are no pants, that's for sure. He's not wearing pants. You know, you don't think that's going on, do you? Yeah, and the guy, you know, I dig it. I'm envious of guys like that. I'm envious of guys like Bill. I'm envious. What I'm saying is... Here we go. What?
What a stumbling, muttering. What are you trying to say?
I'm envious of guys like O'Reilly.
Why?
Because he gets it, man. He has all these shallow elements to his show.
You got just as many shallow elements on your show.
Thank you. Get out of here! If I gotta talk to that guy one more time tonight, I'm gonna hang myself. I'm just gonna get a length of rope, fashion a nice noose via the Boy Scout manual, and twist in the wind.
You asked for it.
Yeah. You know, it's one thing, O'Reilly, to get the Beth Twitties of the world on a show. It's another thing to just sit there leering, looking like Rasputin the Mad Monk with that glint in your eye, you sick bastard. Oh, God, is he sick. He's a real perv, you know, all these, you see, I mean, these guys are doing it, teenage sexuality. Every time I see a story about teenage sexuality, there's only one thing that I think. The reporter doing it is a perv who ought to be investigated and put on a website. I don't care who, what anybody says. Tonight on Channel 11, teenage sexuality. You sick, twisted bastards. Well, we're doing a report here. It's very important. Yeah, sure it is, man. I bet you got your cookies a number of times doing that. Jesus, Wayne, I wish I knew what it was you were talking about. O'Reilly Munches Scat? It was, you know, Harry was weird, but you, man? Woo! What the hell are you talking about, son? I ain't kidding you, man. Tonight, sexuality. Here's a story here, and I would be remiss if I didn't mention. Teens admit to sex on school bus. 2 weeks ago, the Batesville Lehigh School, whatever the hell, track team was returning from a meet in Somerville. Two of the students had engaged in sexual intercourse, according to Lexington 3 Superintendent Dr. William Gummerson. Gummerson? The investigation is ongoing. What the hell's the... But it began when the other track team members told district bus drivers what happened, and as a result, the two minors involved admitted to having sex. Gummerson says the two students were expelled Tuesday. He tells News 19 that four adults include... You know, I wouldn't even talk to the news about it. I wouldn't talk to the press about it. In other words, I'm a school superintendent. Kids, you know, involved in sex. What do you want? We're from Channel 19 News. Oh, that's fine. Well, we're taking care of it. Well, the public has a right to know. No, they don't. No, no. Not the way you guys report it. They don't have a right to know. They can come to the school board meeting. What do you think of that? Hey, there's a way to... Yeah, hey, big news flash, huh? Well, what are you talking about? We want them to watch Channel 19 News. Channel 19? What is that, man? Is that UHF? What are you talking about? I'm the school superintendent. I'll handle it. We had a problem. The kids got out of hand. Well, can you tell us the graphic detail? No, why don't you... I'd kick the guy square in the groinodal. I'd give that guy a lead-lined boot, man. Bug off, you pervert. Well, the public has a right to know. Public has a right to know. Every freaking month, we got something called a school board meeting. Why don't you tell them to get their fat asses out of their chair and come on down to that, man? They can sit down and they can hear all about the school, not just the kids having sex on the bus, so they can weigh in with their letters. You're calling them fat asses and then saying weigh in. Is that some kind of a pun? Yes, it is. So those fat asses can weigh in. Dr. Gummerson says he wants parents to know the district is taking steps to make sure it never happens. Dr. Gummerson, you don't have to get down on your hands and knees for these fat slobs at Channel 19. Just go and do what you got to do. Talk to the parents. Tell them the thing. And when Channel 19 News comes around, toss a freaking smoke bomb into their van. See how they like that? Jesus. It's the last thing a school needs. Channel 19 News with its little antenna and some guy in an ill-fitting sports jacket with dandruff and sweat on his upper lip going, hi, 3, 2, 1, can you tell us about... And I would look at the guy and go, we're here with Superintendent Phil Henry of the school district. Can you tell us about the kids that are having sex? And I just, Jesus, dude, are you okay? I mean, well, you know, Mr. Ha-ha-ha-ha, you're really funny. But we really want to know... No, seriously, man, I mean, like, you want to sit down? Well, aren't you the superintendent of the school? Yes, I am. I am the superintendent of the school. Well, we got to know what it is. Yeah, but first, man, I think you need a Quaalude or something. Okay? You know what? If I ever have the chance to be on a live shot, you know how they go live on some of those shows? A lot of times they'll say, we are live now with so-and-so and so-and-so. And if I'm ever on a live shot, I will say the F word loud and clear. And I'll say it to the reporter. Yes, that's right, Kelly. F you. Hey. I'll be out of the business, I'll never work again, but I will do it at a time where I don't need the dough. Yeah, right. All right, 1-800-449-8686. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show with Steve Bozell coming right up.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back, 1-800-449-8686.
Hey, by the way, I want to thank the Ventura County Star for a very nice article. I didn't have the... You know, I'm sorry, guys. I really appreciate it. The guys came down here from the Ventura County Star and wrote us a beautiful piece in the in their weekend magazine, and I can't tell you how much we appreciate the nice words. That's where my talk, this show, started in 1990, in August of 1990, where we started doing the kind of show that I do now. It's 16 years ago, and they came down and took pictures and did a big piece on us, and I just saw it here the other day. It's really nice to see, and we've been doing a lot of press because of the TV show, but Ventura will always have, well, a particular place in my heart, you know. Because of all the death threats and things, you know. No, it was a nice place. I still have a house there. I used to sleep on the floor of the apartment. Now I have two homes there. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.